For 15 years now, the Museum of Romani Culture in the Czech Republic's second city of Brno has been mapping the rich, but sometimes tragic and often misunderstood, history of the Romani minority here in the Czech lands. Today, the Roma are Europe's largest minority, but their life and traditions remain little known to many Europeans. Also, in the wake of the Holocaust and with forced assimilation in the second half of the 20th century, many Roma themselves have lost contact with their roots and traditions. But as the museum shows, Roma have reason to be intensely proud of their culture and history.
Our big aim is to prepare permanent exhibit. It means exhibit about history of Roma, culture of Roma people from a far, far past, from India, and about the way they came to Europe, then about traveling, then how they settled down in villages, in towns. Then a special part is devoted to Holocaust, which is a very sad theme, and then to history after the Second World War until the year 1989.
That was ethnologist Zdenka Pitrunova. But for years, tight finances and uncertainty about the future meant that progress in setting up the permanent exhibition was slow. And despite numerous exhibitions, the museum was unable to offer the broader picture that Zdenka talks of. But now, with the support of the Czech Culture Ministry and the Dutch government through the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam, part of the planned permanent exhibition has just been opened. Jana Horvátová is director of the museum.
Začínáme otevírat expozici od konce, protože projekt...
We're starting at the end because the support that we managed to get from the Dutch government was focused on the post-war period from 1945 to the present day. There are two rooms. The bigger of the two is devoted to the post-war situation, up to 1989. In part, it looks at how the state treated Roma, and it also looks at what remained of Romani culture after the war and managed to survive the huge pressure to assimilate.
Co přečkalo I ten asimilační tlak. Ten druhý sálek už je malý.
The second room is small and offers a mosaic of different trends since 1989. What has been going on in this country in the relationship of the state to Roma? It focuses in particular on the media, looking at what has been in the press and also showing on monitors, extracts from news coverage of the Roma and of documentary films about Romani life in various European countries.
O životě Romů v různých evropských zemích.
The section devoted to the tragedy of the forced assimilation of Roma is powerfully reinforced by photographs taken over several decades by the ethnologist Eva Davidová, who vividly recorded the impact of the communist years.
Právě už jako mladá studentka, když jsem začala mezi Romy chodit, tak...
It all started when I was a young student. I realized that my photographs would be documenting an episode in history. It started in the dreadful year 1959 when a law came into effect to force the settlement of nomadic and semi-nomadic people, as they put it. Violence was used to make the Roma settle. When the officials came round to register them, they would sometimes take away the wheels of their wagons or caravans. You can see some of this in my photographs. Here is one picture where there is an old wagon next to a third-class railway carriage, the old kind with wooden seats. In central Bohemia, many Olah Roma were forced to move into these carriages. It was dreadful.
The social and cultural consequences of such violent change were disastrous. And this is closely documented in the exhibition. But the part devoted to the rich strands of Romani culture that survive is much more upbeat. As one of the authors of the exhibition, Jana Polakova, points out, Even the bright colors in which the walls of this part of the exhibition are painted have their symbolism.
Ona, ta červená barva pro Romy je vlastně...
Red is seen by Roma as a magical and protective color. That's why we decided on it. The other dominant color, pink, is extremely popular among Roma to this day. You can see it in the colors they paint their houses. We have one photo here of just such a house, and that was the inspiration for the rest of the wall.
Tu část expozice vymalovali. Je tam část věnovaná víře.
Part of the exhibition is devoted to Romani faith. Another is devoted to family customs, including a baptism, a wedding and a funeral. Then we have customs that have really expanded since the Second World War, like the way Roma celebrate birthdays, Christmas and Easter. There's also a part devoted to where people live, to what they were and to Romani crafts and of course music, dance and theatre. The most typical Romani craft, ironworking, has had to adapt, and now many Roma craftsmen focus more on artistic ironwork. It's the same with basket making. With the industrialization of farming, baskets are no longer needed, so now Roma basket makers have begun making objects like furniture or newspaper stands. Some have been quite successful.
Hlavně dekorativní předměty.
The two new rooms at the Museum of Romani Culture are just a beginning. Here's the director, Jana Horvátová, again.
To právě chceme začít už od Indie.
We want to start back in India. There will be 6 rooms altogether. One will be devoted to the more or less mythical beginnings in India. Then we'll move on to their arrival in Europe, to the nomadic life. Roma crafts connected with nomadic life will be on show here. The next room will look at how Roma settled in different countries and which crafts they followed there. Then we have the Holocaust and finally the 2 rooms that have now been opened, the post-war period and the mosaic showing the present day.
Tady ta současná mozaika.
And I'll leave Eva Davidová with the final word.
We hope that people who see the exhibition will begin to think and understand, and that Roma themselves, especially young people, will begin to identify more strongly with their history, that they will stop being ashamed of being Roma.